Prosecutors from all 50 states are looking into allegations that banks are improperly foreclosing on homeowners. We're going to check in now with one woman who's been struggling to keep her home. She's among millions of homeowners who are threatened by foreclosure. NPR's Chris Arnold has our report from the fishing port of Gloucester, Massachusetts.
If there's a poster child for somebody who should not be getting foreclosed on, that would be Deborah Dahmer. Dahmer is retired and legally blind, and she's never missed a mortgage payment. She lives in a modest house with her 80-year-old mother and several very small but very well-fed dogs.
Louie, come on. Come on, Buddha, come on.
Why do you call him Buddha?
Because he's so big.
With her long, generous head of white hair and an easy smile, Dahmer's less than 5 feet tall and is the quintessential nice lady next door. And she even takes care of another dog that's disabled. It's a little black chihuahua-sized dog with some kind of nerve damage so that it walks all sideways and twisted up.
She has her own little bed.
She's cute in her own sort of sad way, I guess.
Dahmer hasn't lost her sense of humor, but the past couple of years have been very hard. NPR first reported on her case back in December. After her husband passed away, it was difficult for Dahmer to afford her mortgage. But she has guaranteed disability income, and she could afford her home with a reduced interest rate. And she actually should qualify for that through President Obama's foreclosure prevention program. But for a year and a half now, she says that her lender, Bank of America, has been losing her documents and dragging out that process. And now the bank has been threatening to foreclose.
Are they going to take my house, even though I paid the payments and always paid the payments?
Dahmer's been making reduced payments as part of a temporary plan that the bank enrolled her in. But now, even though it was the bank that told her to make those reduced payments, Bank of America has been telling her because she hasn't been paying in full, she's now considered delinquent and the bank will foreclose if she doesn't pay up.
I kind of dread waking up. I know that sounds awful. I know my mind's going to start thinking of this and thinking of this. What would I do? Where would I go? What would I do with my mom? It terrifies me.
Bank of America originally told NPR that it would review Dahmer's case and hope to resolve it within several weeks. But now, more than 3 months later, it still has not been resolved. The bank did enroll Dahmer in another temporary loan modification. But in what appears to be some kind of a mix-up, the bank at the same time has been threatening to take her house. The foreclosure letter from the bank is sitting on Dahmer's coffee table.
And I'm disabled. I stay in the house most of the time. I had to walk out of here one day to go clear my head.
Dahmer says she just walked alone for 3 hours around the town of Gloucester. Even though she can barely see, she just didn't know what to do.
And I don't like not being in control like that. But that's what I had to do. So, I don't know.
Dahmer has actually been doing more than just sitting around and worrying. She persistently called around looking for a housing advocate or a lawyer who might be able to help her. And she eventually got in touch with a prominent consumer rights attorney who is suing Bank of America on behalf of homeowners just like her.
There's every reason to believe that there are tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of affected families.
Last week, attorney Gary Klein was at a federal courthouse in Boston for a hearing in the case. Klein is suing many of the major banks for stringing along homeowners. Wells Fargo, JPMorgan Chase, Citi Mortgage. Klein says all these banks and others are required to approve qualified homeowners for a loan modification within 3 months of their application, but often that doesn't happen.
People are getting the runaround. They're being told their documents are lost, and in many cases what they're getting is a decision that makes no sense whatsoever in light of their personal circumstances.
And are a lot of these people actually getting foreclosed on when they shouldn't be? Or
we hear from people at all stages of the foreclosure process, and we hear from people after foreclosure. People are being foreclosed on when they shouldn't be.
All the major banks deny that, but at the same time, state prosecutors are negotiating a settlement that would change the bank's foreclosure practices. In Deborah Dahmer's case, when NPR contacted Bank of America this time around, the bank now says that it has finally approved a permanent loan modification for her, and it sent her the paperwork over the weekend. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.